The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Holy Week continues. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, Tuesday of Holy Week. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Sabas the God, a martyr in the area of modern Romania. He was born in 334, a Goth, converted to Christianity in his youth. He became a lector in Târgoviște, Romania, to a priest named Sansala. Now, Sabas survived several persecutions of the local church under the pagan Goths, but finally was seized with Sansala by a group of Gothic soldiers and ordered to eat meat which had been sacrificed to idols. He was brutally tortured with several other Christians, and Sabas was finally drowned in the Mosovo River. About 50 others were put to death with him. Saint Sabas the Goth was martyred in 372. Saint Sabas, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, and in the Gospel of today's Mass, we get a bit of a fast forward, a glimpse of what we'll be living on Holy Thursday. And there is so much that happens on Holy Thursday that you can't cover it all in one day. And in today's gospel, we see that the apostles are reclined at table with Jesus. It's the Last Supper. And among other things, it's the night of betrayal. Judas will leave the upper room to follow through on his promise to the Pharisees to betray Jesus to them. He will leave. And then our Lord will say that where he, Jesus, is going, the others cannot follow. And St. Peter will say, Master, I will lay down my life for you. And then Jesus predicts that St. Peter will deny him 3 times. And so since the theme is clearly betrayal, I thought the topic of this meditation could be fidelity. A few years ago, there was a couple who was engaged to be married, and they had a joint bachelor party. Bachelorette party. And they were in Florida on the beach, and the groom-to-be dove into the water but did not see the sandbar that was there, and he dove headfirst into the sand, in the very shallow water. And immediately he knew something was wrong. He couldn't feel his body. And his fiancée, his bride-to-be, comes up to him and is helping him, and he just tells her, he says, I love you, and I'm sorry. Well, it turned out that he was paralyzed from the neck down, And when he discovered this, he tried to tell her that she hadn't signed up for this. He tried to push her away, but she wouldn't hear it. And they got married 9 months later. And in an interview, the wife said that she wasn't going anywhere. Yes, he needed her to help him physically with many, many things. And she said, but I need him. I need him emotionally, spiritually, mentally. I need him. And then he jokingly says, or I guess he says it seriously, but he says it with a smile on his face. He says, well, they say for better or for worse. Well, we decided to take for worse first. It's a beautiful example of fidelity. And we pray for this couple. We pray that they continue to be faithful to God, to be faithful to each other, in spite of the many, many difficulties that they go through. It's a beautiful example of fidelity. And it's beautiful because we know that there's a lot of suffering involved. Fidelity is shown especially when it involves effort and suffering. We see it in you, Jesus, in your fidelity to us. In a few days, we will witness this in a very special way in your passion and death on Good Friday. Turning back to today's gospel, the first line reads, reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. We see that Jesus is deeply troubled, and we will get an even closer look at our Lord in this state when he is in Gethsemane, in the agony in the garden. But we see that he is already uneasy. Actually, not just uneasy, he's deeply troubled. And then he says, why? One of you will betray me. One of his apostles is going to betray him. One who is supposed to be a pillar of the church, a great instrument in God's hands, is going to betray Jesus. In fact, has already betrayed Jesus. In the gospel scene, St. John asks Jesus, who is it? And he says, it is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it. So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. The phrase here, after Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him, does not imply causality. It's an important point. Jesus did not cause Satan to enter him. Satan entered him simply after he took the morsel. The morsel did not somehow cause or make Satan to enter into Judas. So upon witnessing this, upon witnessing infidelity in Judas, well, we can look at ourselves. We can look at the world. And upon looking at ourselves and the world around us, we see that there is a lot of infidelity to God, infidelity in the church. And what is our response to this? There could be different possible responses. There could be indifference, or there could be one of being critical of the others, critical of what we judge to be a mistake, what we judge to be wrong. And so we can be very harsh with them in our heart, to talk badly about them, to judge them. Lord, we know that that kind of attitude does not please you. It's not your attitude. We want there rather there to be sorrow. Sorrow first and foremost for our own infidelities. Sorry that these infidelities offend you, Jesus. But also with the infidelities that we see around us, maybe close to us. Well, that can actually help us be more faithful, to strive to be more faithful. The couple that I mentioned at the beginning of this meditation, the difficulties made them closer. So may the difficulties, particularly caused by people's infidelities to God or to each other, may they lead us to pray for them and to strive to be more faithful ourselves. Not because we're better, no, simply because we want to love Jesus. Jesus, we want to be faithful to the vocation that you've given us. Because it's easy to complain. It's easy to cast blame on someone else. It's easy to get angry and to hold on to resentments. It's easy to judge and say, this person in authority doesn't know what they're doing. When if we think about it for a little bit, it's really hard to be in authority. It takes virtue and grace to react the way our Lord does. And how does Jesus react? He forgives. He stays the course. He himself is faithful. Jesus, help us be faithful. Help us be faithful today. In today's gospel, we see lots of infidelity. We see betrayal. And so let us respond with your grace, Lord, by being faithful today to whatever it is that you're asking of me. In my prayer plan, be faithful to my family, my friends, my work. Be faithful to the church. Be faithful to the Pope. And if we falter, then we ask you, Jesus, for forgiveness. We don't despair. We ask you for help. And we do so joyfully because there's so many reasons to be joyful and to be hopeful. Because our God is a merciful, loving God, and he's right by our side. And I wanted to finish this meditation by turning to our Most Holy Mother Mary. And one of the titles for her is Virgin Most Faithful. Mary, we want to be faithful to Jesus. Help us be faithful children of God. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Tuesday of Holy Week, April 12th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical day as we join the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil. For they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake His friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every encumbrance of sin which clings to us, and persevere in running the race which lies ahead. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who inspires and perfects our faith. For the sake of the joy which lay before him, he endured the cross, heedless of its shame. He has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Remember how he endured the opposition of sinners. Hence do not grow despondent or abandon the struggle. In your fight against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Moreover, you have forgotten the encouraging words addressed to you as sons. My sons, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, nor lose heart when he reproves you. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he receives. Endure your trials as the discipline of God, who deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you do not know the discipline of sons, you are not sons, but bastards. If we respected our earthly fathers who corrected us, should we not all the more submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us as seemed right to them, to prepare us for the short span of mortal life. But God does so for our true profit, that we may share his holiness. At the time it is administered, all discipline seems a cause for grief and not for joy. But later it brings forth the fruit of peace and justice to those who are trained in its school. So, strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight the paths you walk on, that your halting limbs may not be dislocated, but healed. The Word of the Lord. Jesus, the beginning and end of our faith, endured the cross, heedless of the shame, for the sake of the joy that would follow it.
He is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
He humbled himself by showing obedience, even when this meant death.
He is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
From the Book of the Holy Spirit by St. Basil, Bishop. When mankind was estranged from him by disobedience, God, our Savior, made a plan for raising us from our fall and restoring us to friendship with himself. According to this plan, Christ came in the flesh. He showed us the gospel way of life. He suffered, died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. He did this so that we could be saved by imitation of him and recover our original status as sons of God by adoption. To attain holiness, then, we must not only pattern our lives on Christ by being gentle, humble, and patient, we must also imitate him in his death. Taking Christ for his model, Paul said that he wanted to become like him in his death in the hope that he too would be raised from death to life. We imitate Christ's death by being buried with him in baptism. If we ask what this kind of burial means and what benefit we may hope to derive from it, it means, first of all, making a complete break with our former way of life. And our Lord himself said that this cannot be done unless a man is born again. In other words, we have to begin a new life. We cannot do so until our previous life has been brought to an end. When runners reach the turning point on a race course, they have to pause briefly before they can go back in the opposite direction. So also, when we wish to reverse the direction of our lives, there must be a pause or a death to mark the end of one life and the beginning of another. Our descent into hell takes place when we imitate the burial of Christ by our baptism. The bodies of the baptized are, in a sense, buried in the water as a symbol of their renunciation of the sins of their unregenerative nature. As the apostle says, "The circumcision you have undergone is not an operation performed by human hands, but the complete stripping away of your unregenerative nature. This is the circumcision that Christ gave us, and it is accomplished by our burial with him in baptism." Baptism cleanses the soul from the pollution of worldly thoughts and inclinations. "You will wash me," says the psalmist, "and I will be whiter than snow." We receive this saving baptism only once, because there was only one death and one resurrection for the salvation of the world, and baptism is its symbol. By being baptized into Christ Jesus, we have all shared in his death.
We became one with him by dying as he did. Therefore, we shall be one with him also in rising to new life.
By our baptism, we were buried with him. We shared in his death.
We became one with him by dying as he did. Therefore, we shall be one with him also in rising to new life.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion that we may merit to receive your pardon. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, Tuesday of Holy Week. Today's Gospel is coming right up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of Holy Week. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's a night of betrayal. From the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John.
When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified,
"Truly, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me."
The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was lying close to the breast of Jesus. So Simon Peter beckoned to him.
Tell us who it is of whom he speaks.
So, lying thus close to the breast of Jesus, he said to him, Lord, who is it?
It is he to whom I shall give this morsel when I have dipped it.
So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him,
What you are going to do, do quickly.
Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money box, Jesus was telling him, Buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel, he immediately went out, and it was night.
Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come.
Simon Peter said to him,
Lord, where are you going?
Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward.
Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me three times.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Today, let's contemplate the King crowned with thorns. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Thinking that in this way he might placate the hatred of the Jews, Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. This is the scene we contemplate in the second sorrowful mystery of the Rosary. Bound to the pillar, covered with wounds, the blows of the lash sound upon his torn flesh, upon his undefiled flesh, which suffers for your sinful flesh. More blows, more fury, still more. It is the last extreme of human cruelty. Finally, exhausted, they untie Jesus, and the body of Christ yields to pain and falls limp, broken and half dead. You and I cannot speak. Words are not needed. Look at him. Look at him slowly. After this, can you ever fear penance? When this has happened, the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and struck him with their hands. Today, as we contemplate Jesus proclaiming his kingship before Pilate, we should also meditate upon that scene contained in the third sorrowful mystery of the Rosary. The crown of thorns, driven in by blows, makes him a mock king, and with their blows they wound his head, and they strike him and spit on him. You and I, haven't we crowned him anew with thorns and struck him and spat on him? Never again, Jesus, never again. Pilate went out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you so that you may know that I find no crime in him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Here is the man. Jesus, adorned with the mock insignia of royalty, hides and yet at the same time gives a glimpse of his greatness as King of Kings under this most tragic exterior. The entire creation is subject to his slightest gesture. The weaker he appears, the more promptly should we wish to affirm this title of his, which he possesses by his own right. His kingdom is a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. As we contemplate these scenes of the Passion, Christians cannot forget that Jesus Christ is a king with a heart of flesh like yours. Neither can we forget that there are many people who are ignorant about him and reject him. This sad state of affairs makes me want to atone to our Lord. When I hear that endless clamor expressed more in ignoble actions than in words, I feel the need to cry out, "He must reign." Many people are not aware that Christ is the only Savior, the one who gives meaning to human events, to our lives. In him is found the joy and the fullness of desire of every heart. He is the true model, the brother of all, the irreplaceable friend, the only one worthy of all our confidence. Contemplating the king crowned with thorns, we should tell him that we want Christ to reign in our lives, in our hearts, in our works, in our thoughts, in our words, in all that we are. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp. O God, my God, why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts, and pour over us the brightness of your light.
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
Lord my God, you defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
Lord my God, you defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, my God, you defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
My servant, the just one, will justify many by taking their sins on himself.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth, of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
My servant, the just one, will justify many by taking their sins on himself. A reading from the book of Zechariah. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition, and they shall look on him whom they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. And they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
Father, give me the glory that I had with you before the world was made.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, give me the glory that I had with you before the world was made.
Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petition. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion, that we may merit to receive your pardon. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Our Holy Week retreat continues at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. today with Father Rocky, close to Jesus to the last. Two opportunities to pray the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday at noon and at 3 p.m. and live the Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday from the Vatican with Pope Francis at 12:30 Central. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.